absolute sense of faith. We make plans and set the course for our life journeys. We create Excel sheets of our hopes, plans, and ambitions. We leave no room for mystery, and thus can't make any sense of doubt, confusion, and questions. And this is where the grand paradox, the messiness of life, the mystery of God, and the necessity of faith comes in. To call this a great book would not be an appropriate way to describe the hope and vision behind the book. We all know that there are books out there that give us 99 steps for this, 40 days for that, 7 ways for farther here, or 3 steps for deeper there. This kind of nicely packaged formula sells because, well, there's a market for such nicely packaged formulas. We yearn for our lives and our world to be neatly seasoned for our appetites and our desires for order, and dare I say, control. Yes, we even want our God to fit nicely in our compartments, categories, and boxes for us to fully understand and perhaps even manipulate. Ken Witzma doesn't provide easy steps, pat answers, or a systematic approach. If that's what you're looking for, keep looking. It's not convenient or palatable. It's not a book that gives you clear directions, like a step-by-step spiritual GPS. No, it's not that kind of book. What kind of book is this? It's a gut check, an honest look in the mirror. It's one of those books that says, whatever, let's just try to put everything on the table, knowing that the table will still be messy when it's done. The grand paradox is both refreshing and uncomfortably honest. Any book where the author, who happens to be a pastor among other things, openly confesses that he sometimes falls asleep during other people's lengthy, verbose prayers, or begins to think about football or movies, is gutsy or insane. I'm also a pastor, and during prayer time, I am only deeply immersed in prayer, faith, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Kingdom of God, and the Holy Scriptures. Cough, cough. Yes, only these things, all the time. No, it's not that kind of book. And this is good. Not only is it good, but it's very important. It's important because there are dangers to a false, glamorous, and unrealistic perception of what it means to have faith in God and be a follower of Christ. A spirituality that leaves no room for doubts, questions, and messiness will inevitably lead to dire consequences. A false illusion of faith and discipleship sets up people for epic failures, bouts with disillusionment, and at times, a slow but sinking spiral into cynicism. What we need today isn't more formulaic how-tos from self-professing gurus. We don't need more dazzling storytellers. We need more genuine storytellers. Ken reminds us in The Grand Paradox that doubt is not the enemy of faith, and that mystery is not to be feared. Even doubt and mystery, like the fierce winds and chaotic sea, submit to Christ. In that near-death sea story, I should explain that many of the disciples were professional fishermen. They fished that Sea of Galilee hundreds, if not thousands, of times. They were experts, and the truth is, they would have never set sail if they knew danger was imminent. Such are our lives. Such are our hearts and minds. Such are our goals. We try to understand the mysteries of life. We try to comprehend and analyze the profundity of the God of the cosmos. We pride ourselves in becoming experts and being captains of our own lives, circumstances, and world, until we realize that no matter how much we've charted the seas, we never have full control of our lives or the seas. The hope of the gospel is not that God promises us health, wealth, and a life full of bliss and perfection, but that God is with us through all circumstances. God is present in our mountaintops and valleys and everything in between. God is present in the tranquility of calm seas and the ferocity of our chaotic circumstances. And God is present even and especially in our doubts, pain, and mess. I'm fascinated by this story of Jesus, the disciples, and their journey across the Sea of Galilee. The disciples feared for their lives. They even wondered and openly questioned how Jesus could be sleeping during such an occasion. But we have to be minded that Jesus never promised a quick, easy, and straight journey. Jesus never promised a smooth sail on a decked-out yacht. He does promise one thing. Let's go to the other side of the lake. And if Christ promises to get us to the other side of the lake, He'll get us to the other side. Mess, doubts, pain, tension.